This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to Girls on Porn. I'm Rachel.
I'm Laura.
And we love porn.
This is our porn review podcast.
We talk about what we love and we roast what we hate.
Helping you find hot, ethical, just plain better porn for your spank bank.
And we're looking at everything.
Before we... Oh, it's you!
That's my name. Before we introduce the topic, we have a monumental segment for you today.
69 Seconds of Sex News, 100th Episode Edition.
Today marks our 100th episode, and we have some fun facts and stats from the past 99. Here we go.
The top five most popular episodes of Girls on Porn are as follows. At number five is female ejaculation.
Number four is blowjobs.
Number three is pussy licking.
Number two is MILF.
And at number one, by a huge margin, is anal!
Of all of the episodes so far, my favorite was episode 75, Aliens.
And mine was episode 17, Blowjobs.
The search term that was a surprise turn-on for me was episode 59, Stuck.
Huh. And my surprise was good old episode 92, which was Edging.
Girls on Porn had our first live episode on October 5th, 2019 for the Prelude Festival at the Museum of Sex in New York City. Unfortunately, we couldn't air it because the crowd was way too rowdy, but it was an awesome night where the search term was doggy style. We should really revisit that, shouldn't we?
We really should. Our second live episode was for our one-year anniversary on March 5th, 2020 at the Gutter in Williamsburg, Brooklyn. You heard that right. We had our live show 1 week before the world shut down. But as far as we know, it wasn't a super spreader event. If you want to check it out, it was episode 56 and the search term is spanking. I may or may not have been very drunk for the occasion.
Girls on Porn debuted on March 6th, 2018, and we hit 1 million downloads 1 year later in March 2019.
And we just passed 2 million downloads as we entered 2021 and couldn't be more grateful for all of you hot and horny listeners. We love you!
We really do. My God, 100 fucking episodes.
It's so crazy. Can you believe it? We're here?
I really can't. I really can't wrap my head around that. And what a special episode.
I know.
For really a very is. Special guest. Today, we are joined by... Oh, shit, I don't have her bio handy.
I have her bio. I have
you
it.
You do it. Go, go.
Yeah, okay. Okay, so, guys, we're joined by the third girl of Girls on Porn. It's Woo! Amanda, our producer. Amanda is a Brooklyn-based director and producer. She is the sole field producer at Late Night with Seth Meyers, has had two directorial projects premiere at Tribeca Film Festival, and most importantly, she is the co-creator and producer of the wildly successful and wonderful Girls on Porn. Amanda, can you believe that this is the first time you're on the show?
Oh my God, I'm so nervous.
That's funny that you're nervous.
I am not shy in real life, but I am a little coquettish about about putting my thoughts and feelings on the air.
I know. We should have had a half a bottle of wine before we did this.
Yeah, what are we doing this in the morning for? Or I guess morning my time, not yours. Yeah.
Because then I wouldn't be able to put anything out on the air. Because had some wine, like, I would just...
Then you'd be too loose, fast and loose. Yeah.
Yeah. So if any listeners here are my friends or meet me in the future and want to take me out for drinks, you'll get the X-rated version.
Here we go, baby.
Happens here today.
I think we'll get a little X-rated today. I mean, if I know us, we'll
nudge you in that direction.
Totally.
So perfectly, today's topic is redhead because Amanda happens to be one of those. And of course, we love representation on the show.
We do.
So, I'm a redhead and I requested this episode because it was honestly, before meeting you girls, the only porn I would look up because
really?
I didn't understand really how porn worked as far as like it can be fantasy. I was just like, well, I want to be in it. I want to feel like
I'm
this
the
is
star.
This is happening to me. to clarify for all my ginger brethren out there, I am more of a daywalker. Do you guys know what a daywalker is?
I think you told me once, but I would love if you'd share for our listeners what tiers are.
So a daywalker is, well, originally it was for Blade, who's like a half vampire, like a vampire who can walk around in the sun.
right.
But it was popularized in South Park when Cartman, it was discovered that he was a redhead, but he was like, no, I'm a daywalker. Like I can like do... You know,
I can
basically,
be in the sun. It means
you can
go
be
to the
in
beach.
The sun. Yeah, you can go. Yeah, you can walk around without like a tremendous amount of fear of the sun, and you maybe have less freckles. So, So I have darker hair, but I am, you know, the carpet matches
bonafide,
as opposed to the other people, the other redheads who walk around with umbrellas on sunny days.
We've all seen them. Yeah, they think about the sun and they get a burn.
I do feel like I know a lot of redheads who will deny being that kind of redhead and who will be like, I can be in the sun, but like they can't, and it's horrible to watch or try to test the theory. But I have been to the beach with you, Cowper, so I know you're fair game.
Yeah,
I didn't sizzle up.
Amanda, are you attracted to redheads?
I am. I've been out with a couple redheaded guys, one most notably, and I was very excited that if we got married, one, we could breed.
Populate the gene. Yeah.
Exactly,
keep it alive.
Exactly.
Keep it going.
We're disappearing. We're like 2% of the world.
That
if we got married, our like wedding hashtag could be hashtag red wedding. So I was more excited.
Always thinking ahead. That's a true producer right there.
So I do like redheaded guys. I will say there is something like a slightly like sibling. I do have like a brush of like, ooh, this could be my sibling.
or a cousin. Exactly.
I feel that way about Italian guys. So I get what you're saying.
And I love Italian guys.
Yeah. I love redheads.
You do?
I do.
I didn't know this.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I mean, my favorite porn star is Owen Gray.
Is he a redhead?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
He's a daywalker.
Maybe I'm also too, like, discriminatory about what is a redhead and what's not, or, like, too discerning. I have a friend who claims ginger status, but he's just a dirty blonde with some freckles and like gets a little fleck of red in his beard. But I'm like, I don't think you're a ginger.
I love that you, as not a ginger, is like, no, you're not you have the ultimate say. Like, you're like, you can't identify as that. How dare you?
With this friend, yes. That friend would like claim anything that like either could be interesting or a problem, you know? Like,
Yeah, I'm definitely attracted to redheads. I remember a couple of years ago, there was this photographer who photographed a bunch of hot redheaded guys, and there was like an art exhibit. It was called like the Red Hot 100. Do you guys remember this?
I don't.
Oh, anyways, well, the guy who was like on the cover of it, who was absolutely a gay man, but he was just stunning to look at. He was like my phone background for a little bit.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, like a well-built like Scotsman. You know what I mean? Like big ruddy hands and
rusty hair and ruddy hands and like maybe throw in an accent and I'm done. I'm cooked.
Out on the moor, just kidding? Take me.
Yeah, out on the moors.
Interesting that you talk about Scotland because in Scotland the term redhead on Pornhub is 92% more popular. So
they have the biggest population of redheads. In the world.
More than Ireland?
Yes.
Wow.
Ooh. Fun fact.
Little known fact.
Shook by that information. I mean, also, I definitely have masturbated to the guy from Outlander like multiple times, and he's also a redhead. So, I mean, are we shocked, really?
Laura, what do you think about redheads?
I'm totally game. I don't tend to like categorize like, oh, this person's like, I'm attracted to someone. Like, I don't have a physical type very strongly. I do have like problematic emotional types that I tend to gravitate towards, which is a different episode. But yeah, I'm fucking down with redhead. I've also had like more than one filmmaker attest that like, yeah, like redheads are gorgeous on camera. Like there's really something to that. So yeah, I'm on team redhead. I got no issue with it.
Crazy to me how rare redheads are.
Yes.
Occur naturally in 1% to 2% of human population.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's nuts.
And we've got some superpowers. We are harder. Yeah. We are harder to anesthetize.
Oh, what I did learn
this. What does that mean?
It means that we require more anesthesia to be put out or put under, or like when I go to the dentist, like they know, like I remind them, like, I'm a natural redhead, so, and they're like, yep, gotcha. We'll give you more of the good stuff so that you don't feel it. We're harder to anesthetize.
Yes.
We are more sensitive to hot and cold, but we are better with acute pain. So like a needle, because we need more anesthesia. And we also store up more vitamin D than your average person because of, you know, being light. Fair skinned,
sensitive
and we don't
to the
need
sun.
Yeah, exactly. So
whoa, I'm freaking out though. Like, what if because they're harder to anesthetize, it's also like harder to get drunk, and that's why like Scots and like Irishmen are like such heavy
big drinkers.
Drinkers
by stereotype. Yeah,
and they're that's true. And they just practice a lot. They practice drinking quite a bit. So
that's
true.
And you get better with practice. Yeah,
yeah. Right. Another not verified fact that I talked to my very ginger friend about this, and she said that a guy once told her that redheads have the pinkest vaginas.
Oh, I would believe that.
That was non verified, but you know, take a look around.
Yeah.
See what you see.
Yeah. Look around, look around.
It potentially tracks with skin coloring, you know, like the peach and cream as opposed to the tanner, the earth tones of the Mediterranean.
Well, I feel like the color of like a paler person's nipples are pretty like pink, like light pink, you know? So I would assume also.
Thank you. So delicate. Yeah. I'm such a flower.
Like, I wouldn't say that like the color of my vulva is pink, you know? I'm more of like a brick red. If I had to choose, a terracotta, maybe.
I'm a periwinkle because she's grown cold from misuse or lack of use, I should say. She's shivering in the winter air.
There's a couple inches of ice around it.
Yeah. You are a winter in complexion, Laura. So
I am a winter complexion. We have a theme running now where like every episode we talk about my cold, cold heart. So let's move on.
Yeah.
I do actually have a real question for you, Amanda. Have you ever felt... like, have you ever had partners be like, ooh, I love redheads, for better or worse? Like, have you ever been sort of boxed in as a redhead or objectified or have been like almost fetishized as a redhead in a way that was fun for you or a way that was not fun for you?
I mean, I fucking love it. Anything that like gets me some attention, yes, yeah. I'm here for it. So I think that there's been like little bits of it over the years. I actually did a survey of some of my former lovers in anticipation of this episode.
Oh.
Just to be like, hey, was this a thing for you? And one of them said, not until I met you. And then now I've noticed redheads everywhere since. Like after the first, like it was just like, oh, it turned something on. The most recent one said no, but sense of humor was his turn on. So I was like, okay. I achieved that.
Yeah.
I'll cut that. And I would be totally welcome to it. I think if it was like this guy only dated redheads ever, I would be a little weirded out by it. Just because.
Right.
Because why not try around and see what you like as opposed to. Yeah.
Yeah. But no, it hasn't been like an extreme, oh my God. Thing. It's just been like, oh, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I have some stats about redhead and porn. According to Pornhub, of the 100 porn categories available, it was redhead videos that got people off the fastest by an impressive 2.5 minutes.
Wow.
So that's how long people are watching redhead videos.
I saw that too.
The most popular search terms aside from redhead are redhead big tits and then ginger.
That's me. Both of those are me.
Redhead big tits.
You're a hit. Why aren't you making porn?
In terms of states,
you don't need to answer that.
Montana, Wyoming, and Alaska are the states that are searching for redhead the most when proportionally compared to the rest of the country. Scotland, we already said, is proportionately more popular over there. And this is interesting. Famous redhead Kathy Griffin made the list of most searched for celebrities on Pornhub in 2017.
Shut the fuck up.
A peak increase of over 8,000% on May 31st. And do you want to know why?
Because she did that thing with Donald Trump's head.
Yep. And then she was trending on Pornhub.
You sick weirdos. I love it.
Isn't that
You're
so
like, give me a salacious news story and I'm jerking off to it.
Right. And then I'm going to find it on Pornhub. How interesting.
Wow. Yeah.
Rachel, did you also find this stat that visitors from the Czech Republic were incredibly likely to search for redheads of the in the global community?
Oh, yeah. But I included Scotland because that was the country with the most.
Yeah.
That's my ethnicity is Czech.
Yeah. Really?
I'm not Irish or Scottish. Okay. I'm English and German, but also Czech.
Wow. Yeah. Blown away by that.
So everything here is tracking. You're confirming every stereotype.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I also did a little bit of research about why we objectify redheads in general. And back in the medieval times, red hair was thought to be a mark of beastly sexual desire.
Mm.
So it tracks way back in history.
And tracks over here as well. Very beastly.
I also found
current times.
Yeah, I also found history that there was a probably bogus but 19th century study that concluded that red hair was associated with crimes of lust and claimed that 48% of criminal women were redheads. Now, I think that's some kind of social Darwinism or history bullshit. But yeah, I think culturally speaking, there are reasons why we've created a sort of myth around the loose redhead woman or the fiery redhead woman, dare I say.
Right.
Yeah.
The hot tempered,
Mary Magdalene, who they purported was a prostitute, was also a redhead. So that's how she's been sort of painted in history. Yes, we are known to be fiery and feisty.
I also found randomly that Judas was theoretically a redhead, which I had never seen before researching for this episode.
Okay, that's just anti-redhead propaganda.
Yeah, I think this is just us. This is just history and white blonde people being probably a redhead. Those are criminals. For a myriad reasons we could go into, but probably don't need to.
Yeah, I don't think that redheads are criminals. I think that redheads are horny. and hot tempered. But I wouldn't say criminal, I'd more follow the logic that left-handed people are criminals, have you ever heard that old adage?
Cause they are angry about having the world backwards for them. This is how they seek their revenge.
Something like that. I remember watching an old time movie where it was if you were a left hand or my papa, actually, my Italian grandfather, when I was little and I would try to write things with my left hand, he would move it and put it in my right hand because he told my mom that left-handed people are more likely to be criminals.
Oh!
Okay, so it is literally social Darwinism, which is a dangerous territory because that's just the tip of the racist and prejudiced iceberg.
I totally forgot about
but
that
also,
just now.
An old Italian guy, look out for the left-handed folks or the fucking Irish women.
Or the gypsies,
Yeah, or whatever else. Wow.
Okay, anyways, should we talk about the showdown?
Yes.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, cool.
Ooh,
let's
so
do
excited.
It. Okay. First title for you. Redhead that you just have to see getting pounded. You just have to see it.
Yeah.
I clicked on it. I didn't need to see it?
Okay.
No. Yeah. I really didn't. It was one of those like compilation videos of like just a bunch of faces of women in doggy, and like you don't even see the other guy. You just see like his body. And it's just like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I was like,
yeah.
I didn't really need to see it. There wasn't really anything interesting happening. Mm. Other than she was a redhead, but you know.
Okay. I have for us, mm-hmm. I'll also start us off gently. Redhead MILF masturbates in Old Navy change room.
Wow.
Sometimes you're out and about and you get turned on. You know?
What are you going to do?
I resent the implication that all redheads love Old Navy.
Yeah.
But we do love deals. All redheads love deals. We love a good deal.
Yeah. Okay, I've got one for you. Gorgeous ginger candy red serves her teen pussy with fresh strawberries.
Nice.
Great.
I love having, it's always important to have a serving of fruit along with your pussy. At least 1 to 2 cups a day.
Wait, when you guys watch... I guess we can save this to later, but I feel like both the videos that we're showing later have pubic hair. And so I feel like if you're a redhead in the industry, you're going to keep it around.
You have to.
If you're a natural redhead, I think you would absolutely want to like have that calling card be part of the package.
Right.
Yeah. Because the strawberries could get lost in that, you know, that red moss.
In the bush. Very true.
Okay, let's go with this one. Yes. Busty redhead MILF ass fucked after losing soccer bet.
Oh, wow. Damn.
Those fucking soccer bets will get you.
Wow. I didn't even know. I mean, soccer is not the first sport I think of when I think of betting, but, you know.
Mm-hmm. Or redheads necessarily, but certainly not the last. Like, certainly not outside of the category.
Yeah, I kind of feel like there's a through line maybe from this Old Navy. You know, it's that mom who masturbated in Old Navy and then she went to her kid's soccer game.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And she bet her body that her son's, you know, team would win.
Dedicated mothers. Yeah.
Yeah.
And she's having a tough day.
But gamblers.
Yeah.
It's a long day.
Yeah.
You know? A lot of masturbating, a lot of sex. Gotta tow the kids around. Don't get me started.
Passion HD, tiny redhead teen dolly, little welcome home fuck.
Tiny teen dolly.
Teen dolly little welcome home fuck.
Is dolly a thing?
I don't know.
It's spelled dolly like doll, like tiny toy doll, not
tiny
like
tiny redhead teen dolly little.
Salvador Dolly or Dolly Mama.
Nope.
Just checking. Discovering our bases.
Like Dolly Parton. Yep. Tiny redhead teen Dolly Little. Welcome home. Fuck.
Dolly Little's probably the performer.
Maybe.
Maybe. Otherwise, there's someone's fucking a doll. That's kind of how I heard it.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's how we all heard it.
Yeah. In terms of all the things that we've seen over the course of these 100 episodes, it wouldn't be that, you know, out of the question.
Yeah. Okay. This is the last one I'll give you.
Okay.
Debt 4K. Graceful Ginger chokes on boner because she bought a TV.
Oh, no.
Because she bought a TV?
I don't see the logic either.
I mean,
and TVs are so cheap these days.
I know.
Redheads know a deal.
That's right.
This is terrible.
You can get a big-ass TV for $100.
It's true.
You can get $100 gambling on your kid's soccer game. And this was a long day. This is a long day. This redhead.
Should we take a break before we get into the vids?
Let's do it.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there, and you know what? You can update it with an app, so every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting auraframes.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's auraframes.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt. Mm-hmm. So do check them out. That's auraframes.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective, unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
We're back.
We're back. Yes. And what a fucking perfect video to talk about in our 100th episode with our redheaded producer, but possibly my favorite porn of all time.
Same. Maybe my favorite one that we've reviewed. I was like, I was watching it and I like couldn't talk. I was like, I love this. I love this video. I love everything about it. It's like so many things in it I don't see in porn that I want to see, that I'm looking for.
Yes.
It's so good.
It blew my mind a little. It really fucked me up. And
it was emotional. It was vulnerable.
It was emotional. It was vulnerable. It was connected. So fucking sexy. Mm-hmm. It was so believable.
Passionate, intense.
Super hot performers.
Yeah.
So let's tell them why.
Okay, yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, right,
let's give a little context.
So the video we're talking about is called I Really Like You. It's from Balesa House, which we've talked about before. It's Jackie St. James's thing with Balesa, and it's real porn stars having the real sex that they want unedited.
Yes. I'm going to toss this into the mix, too.
Yeah.
This you can find on Pornhub as a free premium video. And I'm only saying that because I do want to point people to, like, Balesa and Balesa House subscriptions. So if you want to see what we fucking mean and find this video, it's titled differently because they're trying to be grabby on Pornhub. It's called Pale Redhead Lacey Lennon Orgasms on Cock, which is obviously like not as cute of a title, but that's how you can find it on Pornhub if you want to sample Balesa before subscribing, pay for your porn.
And then subscribe because my God, is it good. Okay, so Lacey Lennon and Tyler Nixon are in it, who I wasn't really familiar with Lacey Lennon's work before. Obviously, we've talked about Tyler a bunch. He's amazing. Mm-hmm. We are big fans. Mm-hmm. And a little synopsis is that, so basically porn stars can pick who they want to do a scene with. Mm-hmm. And then they set it up and then it's unedited. And Lacey was like, I chose Tyler because we had worked together before. We had like this insane sexual chemistry. And it's not often that I meet someone that I like connect with. And then she ghosted him.
Well, because, very specific, very important to be clear. They had incredible chemistry on set and then started seeing each other.
Yeah.
And then she disappeared on him.
Yes.
She ghosted him. Like he texted her and wanted to keep hanging out. It sounds like he texted her a few times.
Yeah.
He even says in his interview, he's like, I'm not a dude who like texts a bunch. If I text you and you don't get back, I know what that means.
Right.
But it sounds like he tried a couple times with her and was into it.
Yeah. And they even, like, hooked up once. They, like, had dinner in Santa Monica, and she, like, blew him twice, and they had a great time. But then
and
she
to reiterate
like,
to the listeners, this is their real life.
Yes,
this is, like, this is not, like, part of the story.
Yes. There's no script.
It's not typical that porn stars fuck and then start dating necessarily. Right. Obviously, it happens. But this is one of those beautiful, rare exceptions where they had such a great time on set that they found real chemistry and liked each other a lot and started seeing each other outside of the work.
Right. And what's interesting, I found it so fascinating to hear them talk about their feelings about like, they're like, I don't know how to date. Like, I don't know how to date in the industry, outside of the industry. Like, it's really hard for me to navigate. Like, they're like, I can have sex on camera all the time and like be totally fine with it. But when it comes to like, you know, navigating how to have a relationship like inside of this industry, like, I don't know, you know, and she talks about how she was in this sticky situation and that was like
and
the
And they
real
do
reason.
Fast forward it, yeah. Which I thought was really classy. Like mm-hmm. they say stuff on camera that clearly they weren't really sure if they were going to say. Like, so also to be really clear, they have separate interviews
where they
each talk about the situation individually. And he's like, I really liked her. No hard feelings, but
yeah,
I'm excited and nervous. And she's like, I really liked him and I ghosted him. And she also talks about being like overwhelmed. Like she was like, I felt kind of jealous, which I'm not jealous. So
yeah.
I like ran away. She just talked about running away because she liked him so much.
Yes.
And then
they're
both
so nervous too.
So
they're
nervous.
They're like,
and so
I'm sweating. Yeah.
Yeah. She's like, I wore black. Otherwise you'd see my like pit stains. Like they're both like, he's sitting on the back of the bed, like hugging himself and like his hoodie all the way zipped up and just being like, yeah, I'm so nervous. And these are like pro porn stars. So it's so sort of sweet and refreshing and arresting to see them be
vulnerable.
Vulnerable and nervous and like not flashy and sexy in these moments. Mm-hmm. And then he comes in the room and it's like, surprise.
Yeah.
And they talk and he's like, she's like, I really like you. And then she was like, I was in a sticky situation. Mm-hmm. And she clearly explains the whole situation to Tyler, which we can only assume is like, oh, I was dating someone. It was complicated.
Right. Sure.
Or I was getting out of a thing. Like, who knows? But she was in some kind of situation. But Jackie and Belessa do the classy thing of just fast forwarding it through it and being like, for the privacy of the performer, we're going to skip this part, but you mm-hmm. like, we're going to leave the knowledge that it's there.
Yeah.
And then he even says some sweet stuff. Like, what if we decided not to fuck? What if we just want to like cuddle for an hour?
Exactly.
But they do.
Yeah. And I love that she was like, before we even had sex, like, do you want to hang out afterwards?
Yeah, she was like, before we fuck, I just want to say, like, do you want to hang out? And I was like, this is better than any fucking teen rom-com. Mm-hmm. Like, this is better than all of the boys I have loved before.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
it just feels so sweet and earned.
Right.
And then they do kind of, like, slowly, awkwardly, like, both of them kind of take off their shoes. And you uh-huh. can see him kind of, like, getting a little closer to her. And it just, like, is that real awkward energy of, like, we know we're going to fuck, but it's...
Yeah.
We're not quite there yet. And
it was charged.
That space between is very charged. Exactly.
I loved how long it took them before they even, like, had any sort of, like, any sort of sex. Like, there was mm-hmm. a lot of kissing. And he was just like, you are so sexy. Oh, my God, you are so sexy. Like, this is insane. And it was some of the most intense, like, real passionate sex I've ever seen on camera.
Yeah.
Like, I was like... Like the way that they communicated, like he was like, I do have to ask, like what do you like? And she's like, I don't even have to tell you because I know that you're going to do what I like. You know?
Well, first he's like, is there anything you don't like?
Right.
Like they start kissing and then he's like, I know we have this incredible chemistry, but is there anything you don't like? And they mm-hmm. kind of like talk about that. Like, don't put anything in my ass. Stuff like that.
Yeah.
And then he checks in again to say, like...
And he said, just don't call me pussy or bitch or anything like that.
Yeah.
Which I was like, oh, wow. Like, I don't know. I thought that was, like, so cool and tender and just, like, we're going to have really connected sex now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, it's going to be really sweet.
Right.
Yeah.
It was so connected. It mm-hmm. was, they weren't fucking for camera. You know what I mean? Like, there was no knowledge or, like, trying to, like, stage. Like, it was, like, they're having sex that they would have without cameras present.
Yeah.
Did you guys ever see Zach and Miri make a porno?
No. I did. Yeah.
Okay. Well, when Seth Rogen and Elizabeth Banks first have sex.
Yeah.
And for on screen, it is terrible for the camera
mm-hmm.
because they're actually having connected sex. And it just looks like nothing like they're just having missionary sex.
Right.
And there were moments in this where I was just like, oh, it's not for anybody else.
Exactly.
They're just together. Like, so oftentimes the best sex is where, like, you're barely moving and you just can't get that person close enough.
Right. Like, towards the end, they were so entwined and they were, like, just so overstimulated. They were just, like, holding each other. And I was like, but this is what I want to see. Like, I don't need to see people's hips opened up for, like, angle or, like,
a leg
up. I
don't need the meat shot.
Yeah. I want to see this. Like, I want to see them, like, her hair messy, like, him, like, moving her hair out of her face and, like, her, you know what I mean? Like, I loved how intertwined they were. It just was, it was so sexy. And I was like, but when they first started kissing, I was like, okay, something's happening in my crotch. Like, this is going to be good. And then it absolutely was.
I fully watched this goes without saying, obviously, but I fully watched this for the show and then was like, I am watching that again tonight with a glass of wine and my vibrator. And it like, it's stunning. It's fucking like, it just felt really real. And like both of them are so like consumed by the other person. Like she fucks with such like desperation. Like she's riding him for like
for
most
orgasm.
Of the sex. Yeah. She fights for orgasm and like rides it out too. Like, and she's, and I want to word this carefully, but like the same way we're not angling for camera, she was clearly not concerned with like how her face looked
exactly.
or how her body looked. Like she was grimacing the way you fucking do when you're in the
having
throes
an orgasm.
Of something
yeah.
real and you're having yeah. a good orgasm. And that to me was like so much more beautiful and sexy and hot
right.
than if she had like positioned her face just so, or like made the right O face. Like,
absolutely. It just was, I also loved, I mean, coming back to like, I loved that he like grabbed her hair a lot. Mm-hmm. Like that was really sexy to me. And I loved that she, because she is like paler in complexion, like she got really heated, like red, you know?
Yes. Her whole face was fucking like red. Her tits were red. Like
her shoulders, her legs.
Yeah.
And like, and as a, like, and when he would grab her, like just like red marks would just like live, like live behind.
I loved it. It was so hot.
So good.
Yeah.
I also love the particular way that she was fucking him. Like there is a way that people fuck on camera that is usually, you know, like create like bouncing in a certain way, which we all do in real life. But there was also that kind of sex where like you could tell that she was finding the right positioning of his cock on the like upper side of her cunt and that she was really like working that angle. Like that to me is.
Yeah.
Is the believable part that she was just like grinding into him and that both of them were finding pleasure in just like a slow connected grind. Like, like when someone's inside of you like that, it can be as thrilling to just like let them move in you and move around them as it is to like create an up and down friction on their cock, which is so much more like stereotypical porn fucking. So it was awesome to see that too.
Yeah. They were in the sex dimension. Like they weren't even aware that there were cameras. Like it was just so connected.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
And so many times they would just have these beautiful little exchanges with each other where like, again, not for camera.
Yeah.
Like at one point her hair is like fully flipped over. And like, so he's kind of encased in this like curtain of red hair. And they're like just whispering to each other about like how they're both feeling or is he going to come or where. And like, it just felt like that intimacy of when, because when you're fucking someone, you don't need to like use full voice to be like, oh, it's so good. Like, nobody fucking does that unless they're having, they're performing sex for a partner.
Exactly. But
this
was
just
not
felt
performing.
Like that kind of intimacy where you're just like, oh my fuck, like everything's sort of muttered and, but still communicated because that person's right on top of you.
Yeah.
One part that did feel abrupt to me is when she was blowing him and she was deep throating and like choking herself and all that like spit or what's coming up. You guys are better versed in.
Yeah. It's like a different type of spit.
It's a next level spit. It's just like throat mucus and it's
like, like she
it's a little pre-cum.
Hit a faucet in the back of her throat and all this stuff. And she's choking on it. And I was like, ooh, this feels incongruous with what's sort of happening. Also her eyes open creep me out during that, but that's neither here nor there. But afterwards, after she like had like choked herself for his pleasure, he did like the aftercare thing of like holding her head in his hands and was just like, you know, in a thank you kind of way.
Right.
Like, thank you for kind of putting yourself in some physical discomfort for my pleasure.
Totally.
Yeah. Yeah. And I almost wanted to be bumped by the nature of the blowjob because it had a little bit of that like porn vibe of like, I'm choking myself a lot. There's a lot of spit or fluid or that like pre-cum stew that we all know so well.
It's like, it's literally.
But like, I mean, a lot of partners do like that. And I've had really passionate sex where like I have sucked a dick that way because I knew that was what that person wanted. And there can be that much intimacy in that kind of blowjob and like having that kind of dedication. So part of me was like, oh, I kind of want the blowjob to be prettier, like less sloppy, but it felt right. And it felt like theirs and it felt like a show of commitment and again, this like this passion that like almost feels like passion to the point of desperation almost. So I actually really liked it. Whereas in other porns, I've been like, why is the blowjob got to be this kind of, you know, like yeah. I dug it here.
I will say that as someone who does like to please in bed, like I have definitely like deep throat and like will get you like the sound that it makes is like the sound of like your gag reflex, you know what I mean? Like your throat's yeah. opening up. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
But mm-hmm. like, I don't think that it was forced or anything. Like she obviously is doing it because she wants to please him, you know?
Yeah, so exactly. Therefore it didn't feel like me. He was like, mm-hmm. he was throat stabbing her or anything no, or like no. pressuring her to do more than she wanted to. Like it was right. her impetus. So.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
I will say the only like thing that that wasn't really a problem. It was just like, oh, okay, that's different. I will say that even though they're so sweet, flirting without banter is trash. Like they were so into each other and like it was really cute, but I was like without, there was no like repartee. And I was like, oh, I wanted a little bit of something, but they were just shy cuties.
But I also, nervous, yeah.
Yeah, but I also don't watch enough. I watch more, you know, like Netflix than porn. So I think I'm used to dialogue.
Yeah. Banter is amazing. And if you have a partner that you're like, oh, we're so fucking funny and we're funny together, like that's the dream. But what I liked about this is like, these aren't those people. Like these are like nervous kids is almost how it felt. And like, they're not kids. Yeah. But I don't think these are people who
they're
anybody's
not kids.
Yeah, they're absolutely not kids. But yeah, it's. I think for these two, they're not the type of people you're like, oh damn, your fucking wit and your sense of humor, you know. So I think it was
genuine.
Actually,
yeah.
It was genuine, and they were also on camera. Like that's. I think that's why it worked for me. Is like it wasn't a bantery scene that was well scripted, and it wasn't two comedians or two writers being like, I'm really good at one liners, and I'm gonna like throw a few at you, and you're gonna throw a few back. It was just these like hot people who are nervous and into each other. And the awkwardness of it actually was like hotter to me.
Same.
Than if I'd watched like a perfect rom-com scene where I was like, oh man, they can really ping pong it back and forth, you know? But I feel you that I want that in my real life.
I had like every emotion watching this because like at one point, like Jackie like hugged her because she was like getting emotional and it just was like, I was like, I'm going to cry. I'm nervous. The anticipation's killing me. I'm sweating. I'm horny. I'm everything. It was great.
Yeah.
Can't recommend it enough.
Yeah. It really like it I can say something bold here, but it like did more than I thought like a porn could do.
Yeah.
You know, like I was so moved by just the sweetness and the attraction and the chemistry and the like nerves they had for each other that I was like, I am emotionally invested in this sex.
Oh yeah.
I am emotionally invested in how well this sex is going and how much I am rooting for them to have incredible sex, and they're doing it. Like, it really sparked things in me that I don't usually go to porn for.
So. Yeah, I've never seen vulnerability like that in a porn.
I'm also like, what's happening now? Are they still dating?
Like, yeah, totally. Yeah. Should we move on to the other vid?
Yes.
Okay.
I loved it too.
Ooh, baby.
I feel like you guys ruined me for life with the first one.
I
was like, oh, this is like the first 30-minute porn I've watched.
Yeah.
And it was tremendous.
Yeah. It's going to be hard to beat.
It's a high fucking bar.
Yeah.
Plus, it's a redhead, which we know now that you love.
Yeah.
You can watch yourself and
a real narcissist.
Right.
With the fucking hot. Yeah. By the way, Lacey Lennon, I'm now like a huge fan. I looked her up after. I was like, who are you? Like, why haven't we talked about you before? Like, she's got a really cool, I hate the word classy because it implies that porn performers aren't typically classy, but
yeah.
She's got an aesthetic that just feels cool to me. Mm-hmm. And I like that, like looking around some of her other stuff.
Well, yeah. And now that we've seen her be a real person too, I'm like, obviously genuinely interested.
Yeah.
Okay. Moving on.
Anyway, moving on. We could talk about that porn forever. We could just live watch it and I could tell you why I love it. Let's move on to Lucky Irish Hottie. Penny Pax gets a St. Patrick's Day pounding.
From Bang Confessions. Penny Pax and Johnny Sins. So this is interesting because I've seen a lot of Penny Pax's stuff on Kink. She was in, and I actually read, in a book, Future Sex, that I think actually was Laura's. You gave it to me. Let me borrow to read. And there's a chapter.
I need that back.
Yeah. There's a chapter about how the author watches a Penny Pax scene for kink for public submission. So I was like, oh, cool. Like, then we wore Penny Pax. Like, now I get to see her do something else. And this was...
Something else.
So the
notion of the bank confessions is like the porn star has like an interview and then confesses a sex act.
Right.
It's obviously
scripted.
Very scripted. Well, not even like it's obviously like staged. It's obviously a lie.
Yeah. I was like, this was not real. She didn't have this dream.
Yeah. I wonder if sometimes somebody shows up being like, this really happened and it was wild. But mostly it's them like clearly looking for ways to set up scenarios. This is a way for them to be like, St. Patty's Day sex.
Yeah.
We'll get the redhead to do St. Patty's Day sex. So she's like, I'm so excited. I hold St. Patty's Day very near and dear to my heart. Yeah. I got an outfit, a bunch of accessories, even got him some cute stuff too, which we like
Amanda,
later.
Do you hold St. Patrick's Day near and dear to your heart?
I mean, I'm not Irish, but I do love drinking, fun, and kisses.
Okay, so, cool, great.
So yeah,
cool.
So yeah, basically the setup is that Penny Pax is like trying to do some St. Patty shit with her boyfriend, and he's drunk at the bar,
and she's
she
pissed.
Also says at one point the holiday is like not all about drinking; it's about the history. And green and wearing green. And I was like, you don't know the history at all.
I know. I was like, please, please go into the history. Enlighten us.
And green and wearing green.
Yeah. So she's pissed because her boyfriend's out. He's already drunk. And her friends are like, just come out anyways. And she's like, no, I'm going to take a nap. Okay. Fair. Take a nap. And then she does. And she has this insane dream. And now in the bank confession, they're recreating it.
Yeah.
They recreate her dream where a leprechaun shows up.
Leprechaun with a thick Chicago accent. Yeah. Oh, man. That I was like, is she fucking that leprechaun?
Yeah. Because that's what I thought at first, too.
I don't know about this.
Yeah. Also, like, I'm sorry. I've never seen a leprechaun wear that outfit. He's literally just wearing like the Joker or the Riddler. He's wearing the Riddler outfit.
And he's also probably a cool 5'11 and a half.
Yeah.
Like he's very big for a leprechaun.
Right.
Yeah.
And I'd say 50 pounds overweight.
Exactly. I was like, I feel like my dad owns this outfit, A. So therefore I can't even take this seriously. I was scared that they were gonna have sex. I was like, I'm not interested.
The fact that they brought in the leprechaun was just so bizarre. It just was literally like 30 seconds. You're like, hey. Hey, what's up? I'm a leprechaun.
The luck of the Irish is here.
Yeah. You're in luck. Luck of the Irish. And he wants me to have an amazing St. Patrick's Day. So he waves, quote unquote, his magical leprechaun hand.
And in walks.
And ushers in Johnny Sims in some boxer
green
briefs.
Boxers. And she goes, "What? I mean, I don't know what we're going to do. Are we going to play Scrabble? Like, bitch. We didn't
need
that
line.
Next
thing I know, I'm naked. Yeah.
And he goes down on her. Important to note, the curtains match the drapes in both of these.
They do.
Or the carpet. Redhead. The carpet matches the drapes.
I always have trouble with that. Drapes. Yes.
Yeah, curtains and drapes are really the same thing.
Yeah. It's carpet, right?
Yeah.
But I will say that her hair is dyed.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
It looks enhanced.
Yes.
I think both of them are.
I think so, too. Yeah. You don't get red hair as an adult that color very often.
Right.
Another redhead fact.
Yeah. also important to know, she has like pasties on her nipples, and at one point like the pasty like moves to the inside of her thigh, which I thought was funny.
And it was of a four-leaf clover.
Yeah, of course.
They're St. Patty's Day pasties. Yeah.
And that guy is hot, and I feel like that guy, if he had hair on his head, it would be reddish.
Maybe.
He looks like a Scot. He looks like sturdy Scot.
He looks like he could be Scottish. I never thought about that with Johnny Sins. He's also like a pretty major fucking star. Like he's in a lot of mainstream porn. So
Does he ever have a bald head?
I don't think I've ever seen him without it. I think it's sort of his signature.
Yeah.
Just who he is.
Yeah.
By now.
And then we get the good old mainstream gasp of like a dick being entered into her body. You know, like, we didn't need it.
And then we also get very mainstream sex.
Yeah, like some pretty basic pounding, you know.
Yeah, some basic pounding in a few positions.
Yeah.
A couple of positions. Right. A few might even be a stretch.
She does rub her clit a little bit, which was nice to see. He never does, which, you know, compared to the Belesovid, Tyler rubs her clit. He sucks on it. Jesus.
Yeah.
So I also hated the... in the POV, like, aerial shot of her getting
pounded. That was so abrupt.
Yeah. And she's looking, she's making eye contact with camera instead of him. So immediately it's, like, disconnected, right? Like, and I know that, like, that's what, like, mainstream studios think that a viewer, that's what we want. But, like, fuck no. I want the Belesa house fed, you know? I want to see, like, real intense connected sex.
Yeah. I do like that she has, like, a fuller body and natural tits.
You know?
She can obviously work in many spaces in porn, as you said. So it was nice to be like, this is a very mainstream video, but I believe that her body is real and we're not looking at an extreme.
Same.
But that was kind of the only good thing I had to say about this.
There was and one time she was holding both of her hands behind her back. And I was like, oh, she wants to be kinkier. You know, but like, this is just not what, like, this studio is looking for.
It just felt so Chicago from, like, beginning to end. It really did. Like, her accent, her body, the obsession with St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, totally.
It was just like the style of the apartment.
The bedspread.
Dude, fucking everything. It was a Midwestern masterpiece.
I couldn't get over the bedspread. I was like, who's in the art department here? Like, fix this, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, no, they rented, like, some corporate apartment
that
was meant for an out-of-towner.
It looks very, like, brand new and, like, had, like, that very heavily manicured, like, stonework in the background. Mm-hmm. And then it was just, like, the very cheesy bedspread. It felt like a corporate apartment that you're, like, stationed in when you're doing a show or something. Yeah.
Yeah, totally. and then, but I did also love the fact that she had a very natural body. That's something that I enjoy to see.
So what do you guys mean when you say natural body? Just, like, natural, like, tits? Or?
Natural tits. She doesn't have, like, a six-pack, you know. She doesn't look like you can, you know, break her in half.
Like, she doesn't look like she's had work done or she, like,
has there's a lot implants
of,
or...
Yeah, and there's a lot of, like, petite porn stars that are naturally petite, but I would rather see someone, like, a little bit fuller body than someone who clearly, like, works very hard to have, like, a perfectly size zero image.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So...
And this falls under the other, you know, popular search term, redhead big tits.
Right.
So
yeah.
She's, there you go. She's right in that.
Right.
There you go. Another thing I didn't like after he came, some of it, like, landed in his pubic hair and she was, like, licking it out of there and, like,
I also
clawing through the hair for the cum. And I was like, no, so I don't need it. Amanda's dying.
I'm not like a cum play person. Like, not I'll swallow cum. Certainly, but
all day,
all day. Same. But I don't necessarily like. It's just one of those things where, like, I like to do it, but I don't like to watch it.
I've said it a million times before. I'm not a super fluid person in terms of, like, watching it and having there be, like, excess cum or anything that is like just a liquid spit, substance around the body, like spit combined with cum. We're talking about a bunch on this episode, and just the nature of it being, like, caught up in the pubic hair, I just was like, it enhanced my resistance to that. Like,
totally.
Like, I was like, no, you're going to find little creatures in there. Like, it just...
Creatures?
You know, like, I don't think you actually would, but just it makes it feel... Right. Like, the texture of that me think
scary.
About
totally.
Creatures. Little tiny bugs.
I get what you're saying.
Anyway.
And that was the same thing. Yeah, if it were just, like, on his leg, on his dick, whatever, but because it's in the hair, it feels like you're trying to, like, suck juice out of the carpeting. Like, it's just
And what else have you pulled, like, out of that? What else has been sitting in the carpet for a minute, you know?
It's like, it's hit the floor. It's gone now.
No. I don't like
Where's the washcloth?
Yeah.
Thank you.
We also got a really choice line at the end where we're like back in the interview with her and she's like, I don't know, was it a dream? Did it really happen? Like, did it feel real? And she was like, oh, balls to face real, literal balls in my face. And I was like, A, did you have balls in your face really in this video? And then B, is that what makes a dream real? Is like balls in your face? It just was a stupid line. I feel like someone handed her. I wasn't a fan.
Yeah, totally.
And I don't think she literally had balls in her face, if I remember
correctly. I don't think she did have balls in her face.
Yeah.
Not enough, anyways.
If she's going to claim balls in her face,
I
want to see balls in her face.
Absolutely. Come on.
Balls in a face.
Yeah.
Well, I think I already know the answer to this, but are either of these going into your guys' spank bank?
Bless a House is canon. Uh-huh. Bless a House is top of the fucking list.
Absolutely.
Lacey Lennon. I feel like I'll someday meet or encounter Lacey Lennon and Tyler Nixon, and I hope that they're together so I can gush to them about how fucking hot this video is and not just bring up like painful memories. But holy shit.
I know.
This is my new like go-to for sure. For sure.
I want to send this video to friends. Like, look at how cool this is.
Yeah. I want to send this to friends and sex partners and be like, this is the porn we've been searching for.
Exactly. Like, when people are like, I don't know. I don't like porn.
I don't believe it. Yeah.
I'm like, no.
Check this out.
Try not to get fucking aroused and watch this. I will wait.
I know. God, I know. Same. I think it's my new favorite porn. It checks all the boxes for me. Love that.
Thank you for finding this, Claire.
Yes. Shout out to our intern.
Dear God.
And
dear
thank
God.
You to Belessa and Jackie St. James and Lacey Lennon and Tyler Nixon for this.
What a fucking cool premise the Belessa House is. It just like makes for really hot sex. And hey, thank you to Amanda for showing your face and your voice on the show.
Yay.
My girls, this has been an amazing. I mean, we started prepping 6 months before anyone ever, you know, heard your voices.
Yeah.
And this has been like truly the joy of my life. We have people from ICU nurses who are in the COVID unit writing us that we are making their day and they're having book clubs based on like recommendations we make on the show.
You're gonna make me cry.
I'm literally crying. All the way to like, we've had multiple high school students write to us that we are part of their sex ed education. Like, what, and everything in between, from lots of like just people who love fun and sex and porn and want to feel like they're not alone in this. And like, In a year, we're all apart. It's just like, it's, I'm really proud of the work that you guys have been doing. And yes, the work that I've been doing with both of you and 100 more.
Yes, to 100 more.
Hundreds more. Hundreds more.
Thank you to all of our listeners. Oh my God. Thank you guys so much for listening to Girls on Porn. You can find us on Instagram at Girls on Pern. That's porn without the O. On Twitter at GOP the Podcast. On our website at girlsonporn.com. And also on Patreon, Girls on Porn.
Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe. Feel free to throw us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts or even drop your handle. We can tag you and thank you on Instagram.
And thank you so much for listening to these 100 episodes. This has been Girls on Porn, the only GOP that's actually good. We love
you. Or relevant for much longer.
Fuck the GOP!
That was a HeadGum Podcast.